All right, sports lovers. It's time to hear some unrivaled sports commentary. Put your meaty gloves behind your ears and listen up. This is sport as it's never been described before. Leno's Sports Wrap.
A couple of semis across the weekend.
I bet you did.
The Friday game, what a thrilling turnaround.
Semi-savvies, obviously,
oh,
yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right there.
What a thrilling turnaround for the Lions at the MCG against the Diamonds, who led by as much as 28 points in the start, but came crashing down and out of the finals in straight sets.
Nice.
While the front half stuff may haunt the Brizzy boys, they had impressive bottom play, which we'll hopefully see more of in the finals.
Yeah, I bet.
That with some energetic ball movement made for a titillating game, let me tell you. While some of us were tipping Melbourne to be unbeaten in the regular season after a spectacular turnaround last year, their second halves have not always been their best. Something the Brizzy coach was pretty smug about, but he's right. Melbourne's fourth quarter points, differential... Oh, I can't even read my sentence. Differential, one of the worst in the league.
One of the worst. Yeah.
I can confidently say that.
Start out hard. Whimper at the end.
Bit of argy-bargy in that one. A lot of angst.
Yeah.
The pressure was on for both teams.
I bet there was.
The Lions, of course, really clawed it back. Got that momentum back. Credit to the boys for some solid play when the pressure was on.
Nice.
92 for the Brizzy boys, 79 for Melbourne. Yeah. You're out, Melbourne, you're out.
Three more than they used to. Let's move on.
Then Saturday, Collingwood versus Fremantle. The lads in black and white managed to mend a broken heart a week on from that tit-for-tat loss against the Cats for a solid game in front of 90,000 spectators at the MCG. Let me tell you, those spectators there for the Pies, big appetites.
Yeah, 4-20. Go on.
Could have been what gave them the confidence they truly needed, mate. Did you catch the speed of their ball movement? Absolutely blistering a defender's nightmare. Special mention goes to Jack Crisp. Is it Crisp? I think in Australia we call them chips. But anyway, perfect pairing for the Pies. Had some absolutely sublime play.
And Pies and Crisps.
Exhilarating play to watch.
Where was the sauce? That's what I want to know.
Oh, lots of sauce, mate.
Bring it on.
And how can I not mention footy legend David Mundy from Freo, tireless worker for the team in his last game. Perhaps not the farewell he had in mind, but special moment from tens of thousands of spectators giving him a standing ovation. He's been one of the game's true gentlemen. Gentlemen.
Yeah. Or gentlemen, whichever.
79 for Collingwood, 59 for Freo. Coming up this weekend, all eyes on the prelims. Battle of the Kitty Cats, Geelong versus Brisbane, and the Swans attempt to take a peck out of the Pies. And that's your sports wrap.
Yeah, and that's a standing up, Mundy-style standing ovation. Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. That is Leno and Leno's sports wrap. Ladies and gentlemen.